Próbna matura. Język angielski. Poziom rozszerzony. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 25 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w czasie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie trzy teksty. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B lub C. Tekst pierwszy.
You're in the car, rocking out to the radio, with your friends, when suddenly everyone is looking at you. And then you realize you got the lyrics of the song completely wrong. What happened? Well, the scientific justification is that when we talk to someone, we understand some of what they are saying by watching their lips move. If they have an accent or it's loud, we can fill in a lot of the gaps we would otherwise have in what they are saying, by looking at the speaker's face. When we listen to music, we don't have that visual and end up misunderstanding things. And once we do sing those wrong lyrics, they become difficult to forget.
Tekst drugi.
I'm so tired. I'll make us some coffee, okay?
No, thanks. I've stopped drinking it. I switched to mineral water.
Is it because of health reasons? Because I've read an interesting article recently where scientists have shown that coffee helps to reduce the pain. For example, after physical exercises.
Yeah, but on the other hand, some research says that it increases your cholesterol level. But I didn't stop drinking it because of that. I got very irritated after coffee. I couldn't focus on my work.
Really? I've never had such symptoms.
Yeah, I think that coffee actually stops people from working. Or maybe it has this effect on me only.
Tekst trzeci.
A tired German bank employee fell asleep on his keyboard and transformed a minor transfer into a 222 million euro order. The man was supposed to transfer just 62.40 euro from a bank account belonging to a retiree, but instead fell asleep while pushing onto the number 2 key on the keyboard, making it a huge order. The bank discovered the fact shortly afterwards and corrected it quickly. The case was taken to court by the man's 48-year-old colleague, who was fired for letting the transfer slip through when verifying the order. The court ruled that the accused man should be employed again.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Tekst pierwszy.
You're in the car, rocking out to the radio, with your friends, when suddenly everyone is looking at you. And then you realize you got the lyrics of the song completely wrong. What happened? Well, the scientific justification is that when we talk to someone, we understand some of what they are saying by watching their lips move. If they have an accent or it's loud, we can fill in a lot of the gaps we would otherwise have in what they are saying by looking at the speaker's face. When we listen to music, we don't have that visual and end up misunderstanding things. And once we do sing those wrong lyrics, they become difficult to forget.
Tekst drugi.
I'm so tired. I'll make us some coffee, okay?
No, thanks. I've stopped drinking it. I switched to mineral water.
Is it because of health reasons? Because I've read an interesting article recently where scientists have shown that coffee helps to reduce the pain. For example, after physical exercises.
Yeah, but on the other hand, some research says that it increases your cholesterol level. But I didn't stop drinking it because of that. I got very irritated after coffee. I couldn't focus on my work.
Really? I've never had such symptoms.
Yeah, I think that coffee actually stops people from working. Or maybe it has this effect on me only.
Tekst trzeci.
A tired German bank employee fell asleep on his keyboard and transformed a minor transfer into a 222 million euro order. The man was supposed to transfer just €62.40 from a bank account belonging to a retiree, but instead fell asleep while pushing onto the number 2 key on the keyboard, making it a huge order. The bank discovered the fact shortly afterwards and corrected it quickly. The case was taken to court by the man's 48-year-old colleague, who was fired for letting the transfer slip through when verifying the order. The court ruled that the accused man should be employed again.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie cztery wypowiedzi dotyczące mieszkania w akademiku. Do każdej wypowiedzi, od 1 do 4, dopasuj odpowiadające jej zdanie, od A do E. Wpisz rozwiązania do tabeli. Uwaga! Jedno zdanie zostało podane dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi. Tekst pierwszy.
When I first arrived at my college, I was terrified that I wouldn't find anyone that I could hang out with. I was surprised, therefore, at how quickly I became a part of a close-knit group of friends, all of whom live in my dorm. Also, as I am an only child, my family assumed that I'd have a difficult time transitioning to sharing a small space with someone else for the first time. This could not be further from the truth. I couldn't have asked for a better roommate. We get along great. We have a lot of things we've brought from our homes, but surprisingly, our room is super clean. We wouldn't be able to move around if there was any clutter.
Tekst drugi.
College dorm rooms don't necessarily have good reputation. There are horror stories about mice, broken furniture, and cold windowless rooms. But home should be where your heart is, right? So shouldn't your dorm room be awesome and beautiful? Well, some dormitories really are. McGill's campus in Montreal has recently been voted best in Canada. The rooms are really comfortable. There's also a cafeteria in the downstairs area and a cafe. What else do you expect from a dorm that was converted from a 4-star hotel? The best part is that the dormitory connects to an underground mall with a supermarket, cinema, drugstore, and little shops. Perfect.
Tekst trzeci.
Moving into a dormitory for the first time can be a wonderful experience, but the initial move is full of pitfalls for freshmen. Remember to talk to your college's housing department in advance in order to determine the exact size of your bedroom. If the address is provided, write to your new roommate and see if they are willing to share large items. Also, consider shipping some of your items up to campus before you get there, if you don't have enough space for one trip. Most colleges provide information on how to do this in their orientation packets. Finally, bring your own pillows and favorite blankets. Some things have to be the same.
Text 4.
I'm glad that you decided to take part in our college open days. Firstly, a short announcement. Family support is an important factor in students' success. That's why this year our college has introduced a joint orientation program for parents and future students. During their two-day stay, parents with their children will have a chance to live in the dormitory in one of the recently renovated bedrooms, each containing two beds and a private bathroom. The stay is free of charge, but spaces are limited and fill up quickly. I encourage you to take the request forms now and contact us once you get the confirmation of being enrolled.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Text 1.
When I first arrived at my college, I was terrified that I wouldn't find anyone that I could hang out with. I was surprised, therefore, at how quickly I became a part of a close-knit group of friends, all of whom live in my dorm. Also, as I am an only child, my family assumed that I'd have a difficult time transitioning to sharing a small space with someone else for the first time. This could not be further from the truth. I couldn't have asked for a better roommate. We get along great. We have a lot of things we've brought from our homes, but surprisingly, our room is super clean. We wouldn't be able to move around if there was any clutter.
Text 2.
College dorm rooms don't necessarily have good reputation. There are horror stories about mice, broken furniture, and cold windowless rooms. But home should be where your heart is, right? So shouldn't your dorm room be awesome and beautiful? Well, some dormitories really are. McGill's campus in Montreal has recently been voted best in Canada. The rooms are really comfortable. There's also a cafeteria in the downstairs area and a cafe. What else do you expect from a dorm that was converted from a 4-star hotel? The best part is that the dormitory connects to an underground mall with a supermarket, cinema, drugstore and little shops. Perfect!
Text 3.
Moving into a dormitory for the first time can be a wonderful experience, but the initial move is full of pitfalls for freshmen. Remember to talk to your college's housing department in advance in order to determine the exact size of your bedroom. If the address is provided, write to your new roommate and see if they are willing to share large items. Also, consider shipping some of your items up to campus before you get there, if you don't have enough space for one trip. Most colleges provide information on how to do this in their orientation packets. Finally, bring your own pillows and favorite blankets. Some things have to be the same.
Text 4.
I'm glad that you decided to take part in our college open days. Firstly, a short announcement. Family support is an important factor in students' success. That's why this year our college has introduced a joint orientation program for parents and future students. During their two-day stay, parents with their children will have a chance to live in the dormitory in one of the recently renovated bedrooms, each containing two beds and a private bathroom. The stay is free of charge, but spaces are limited and fill up quickly. I encourage you to take the request forms now and contact us once you get the confirmation of being enrolled.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wywiad z twórcą pewnej strony internetowej. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B, C lub D.
Today we're talking to Frank Warren, a person who runs an unusual website where you can anonymously share your secrets with other people. Welcome, Frank.
Good morning.
A website where people feel free to share their private hopes and fears. A place where the secrets they don't tell their friends and family are treated with respect. Can you tell us how it started?
Well, I began the project 10 years ago by printing 3,000 postcards inviting people to share a secret with me. I passed them all out on the streets of Washington, D.C. I received about 100 secrets mailed back to me anonymously. It was a surprise to see the original artwork on most of the postcards. It was an even greater surprise when the secrets kept coming because when I stopped passing out the postcards, I thought the project would end. But the idea spread virally around the country and then around the world. Now, I get about 1,000 postcards every week. From that, I post 20 at www.postsecret.com every Sunday.
What was your initial motivation for starting the project?
At the beginning of the project, I received a postcard from a young man describing a childhood experience that he'd never shared with anyone. The courage he showed in mailing that postcard to me inspired me to recognize a similar secret I'd been carrying alone for more than 30 years. I wrote it on a postcard and mailed it to myself. Looking at it now, I think the reason I created the website was because, unconsciously, I was struggling to deal with this secret. And, like others I have heard from, I was able to find greater self-acceptance when I saw it published on the website.
Can you tell our listeners about the most common type of secret that you get?
The secrets I receive reflect the full spectrum of complicated issues that many of us struggle with every day. Intimacy, trust, fear, humor, and desire. The themes that come through are the same as those featured in films or literature. But I must admit, the secret I get most often is quite funny. I sing aloud while taking a shower.
Everybody is extremely concerned with privacy right now. Why do people decide to share something so personal on the internet?
Well, if you send me a postcard and you don't put your name on it, there's no chance that somebody will identify you. I might see a stamp, so I'll know where the postcard was sent from, but that's just it. And people get that. I feel like Post Secret is almost like anti-Facebook. It's the true story you wouldn't share in a public arena. While on Facebook, we tend to present ourselves as better and more successful than we really are.
And the final question. Do you think that the success of Post Secret indicates that the internet is fostering greater communication or greater isolation?
Well, it definitely is a cause of isolation. I've always found it paradoxical that the larger the world population becomes, the more loneliness there seems to be. But at the same time, I also find inspiration in how blogs and virtual communities are creating the potential for new kinds of conversations.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Today we're talking to Frank Warren, a person who runs an unusual website where you can anonymously share your secrets with other people. Welcome, Frank.
Good morning.
A website where people feel free to share their private hopes and fears. A place where the secrets they don't tell their friends and family are treated with respect. Can you tell us how it started?
Well, I began the project 10 years ago by printing 3,000 postcards inviting people to share a secret with me. I passed them all out on the streets of Washington, D.C. I received about 100 secrets mailed back to me anonymously. It was a surprise to see the original artwork on most of the postcards. It was an even greater surprise when the secrets kept coming because when I stopped passing out the postcards, I thought the project would end. But the idea spread virally around the country and then around the world. Now I get about 1,000 postcards every week. From that, I post 20 at www.postsecret.com every Sunday.
What was your initial motivation for starting the project?
At the beginning of the project, I received a postcard from a young man describing a childhood experience that he'd never shared with anyone. The courage he showed in mailing that postcard to me inspired me to recognize a similar secret I'd been carrying alone for more than 30 years. I wrote it on a postcard and mailed it to myself. Looking at it now, I think the reason I created the website was because, unconsciously, I was struggling to deal with this secret. And, like others I have heard from, I was able to find greater self-acceptance when I saw it published on the website.
Can you tell our listeners about the most common type of secret that you get?
The secrets I receive reflect the full spectrum of complicated issues that many of us struggle with every day. Intimacy, trust, fear, humor, and desire. The themes that come through are the same as those featured in films or literature. But I must admit, the secret I get most often is quite funny. I sing aloud while taking a shower.
Everybody is extremely concerned with privacy right now. Why do people decide to share something so personal on the internet?
Well, if you send me a postcard and you don't put your name on it, there's no chance that somebody will identify you. I might see a stamp, so I'll know where the postcard was sent from, but that's just it. And people get that. I feel like PostSecret is almost like anti-Facebook. It's the true story you wouldn't share in a public arena. While on Facebook, we tend to present ourselves as better and more successful than we really are.
And the final question. Do you think that the success of PostSecret indicates that the internet is fostering greater communication or greater isolation?
Well, it definitely is a cause of isolation. I've always found it paradoxical that the larger the world population becomes, the more loneliness there seems to be. But at the same time, I also find inspiration in how blogs and virtual communities are creating the potential for new kinds of conversations.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.